Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year. We read select readings from Genesis all the way to the end of the book, to the book of Revelation. Today our reading is in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17. And then we go on to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 20. Goliath was a giant, and he was out there saying that no one in Israel was strong enough to fight him. Do you think the Israelites would prove him wrong? Let's find out here in 1 Samuel chapter 17. Then Goliath, a Philistine champion from Gath, came out of the Philistine ranks to face the forces of Israel. He was over 9 feet tall. He wore a bronze helmet, and his bronze coat of mail weighed 125 pounds. He also wore bronze leg armor, and he carried a bronze javelin on his shoulder. The shaft of his spear was as heavy and as thick as a weaver's beam, tipped with an iron spearhead that weighed 15 pounds. His armor-bearer walked ahead of him, carrying a shield. Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across to the Israelites. "Why are you all coming out to fight?" he called. "I am the Philistine champion, but you are only the servants of Saul. Choose one man to come down here and fight me. If he kills me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill him, you will be our slaves. I defy the armies of Israel today. Send me a man who will fight me." When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. One day, Jesse said to David, "Take this basket of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread and carry them quickly to your brother and give these 10 cuts of cheese to their captain. See how your brothers are getting along and bring back a report of how they're doing." David's brothers were with Saul and the Israelite army at the Valley of Elah fighting against the Philistines. So David left the sheep with another shepherd and set out early the next morning with the gifts as Jesse had directed him. He arrived at the camp just as the Israelite army was leaving for the battlefield with shouts and battle cries. Soon the Israelites and the Philistine forces stood facing each other, army against army. David left his things with the keeper of the supplies and hurried out to the ranks to greet his brothers. And as he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, came out from the Philistine ranks. Then David heard him shout his usual taunt to the army of Israel. As soon as the Israelite army saw him, they began to run away in fright. "Have you seen the giant?" the men asked. "He comes out each day to defy Israel. The king has offered a huge reward to anyone who kills him. He will give the man one of his daughters for a wife, and the man's entire family will be exempt from paying taxes." David asked the soldiers standing nearby, "What will a man get for killing this Philistine and ending his defiance of Israel? Who is this pagan Philistine anyway, that he is allowed to defy the armies of the living God?" And these men gave David the same reply. They said, "Yes, that is the reward for killing him." But when David's oldest brother, Eliab, heard David talking to them, he was angry. "What are you doing around here anyway?" he demanded. "What about those few sheep you're supposed to be taking care of? I know about your pride and deceit. You just want to see the battle." "What have I done?" David replied. "I was only asking a question." He walked over to some of the others and asked them the same thing and received the same answer. Wow, that's quite a scene. Not one Israelite soldier took up Goliath's challenge. All of them were too afraid to fight him. But David was ready. He wasn't a soldier and he wasn't very big, but his faith was. David believed that the God of Israel could defeat this Goliath. Listen, you don't need to be an adult or a strong person to have faith. You only need to do 2 things. Believe that God is who he says he is, and trust that God will do what he says he'll do. That's it. This is what Matthew 17:20 says. "You don't have enough faith," Jesus told them. "I tell you the truth. If you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." That's something that this young David was learning. He believed that with God, he could defeat any giant. That's what I want to believe too. That's my prayer for my own heart, and that's my prayer for you. That we will grow in faith and become more like David. Well, there you have it. Listen, I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Before I let you go, though, let me encourage you to share the Daily Radio Bible for Kids with your friends. Let's have David-like faith to grow this group of kids to reach all around the world so that kids from every country can grow to be like David and slay whatever giants are standing in their way. How about that? All right, until tomorrow, you be blessed. And remember, you're loved, and you don't have to be big to have big faith. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.